But turning possibilities into reality requires adjustments, modifications, alterations, and yes, change.
Welcome to Keys to Dynamic Living with the Madman, Brennan Francois. MAD is a dynamic living acronym for making a difference. And Brennan is committed to doing just that, making a difference in the lives of everyone he meets. And now through his latest audio presentation, Keys to Dynamic Living, he is able to make a difference in your life too. And now, here's the madman himself.
And ladies and gentlemen, he is here with us today, speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., and I am speaking with the one, the only, Brennan Francois. How you doing, sir?
It is a joy to be back with you, Carl.
I've been looking forward to it.
As have I.
And you know what? Keys to Dynamic Living. I had to give you all a taste of that. You'll get another taste before we leave. I know you're saying, hey, can I hear some more of that? You'll hear some more of it. But Brennan, man, I tell you what, I appreciate you so much for answering the call to take on this mission by which you are blessing so many people.
I am honored to be here, and I'm honored to be a blessing.
So for the benefit of the people who did not hear us the first time we spoke, if you would give everyone some background information about Brennan Francois. If you could, in the process, go back even to your childhood, whether you want to look at 10 years of age, 16 years of age, a major challenge that helped to shape you, a major benefit achievement, whether it was something you saw someone else do and it inspired you, or something you did and it inspired you and helped spur you on to where you are today.
Carl, I can take you back to the sixth grade. My teacher was Mrs. Grandison, and she gave us an assignment to draw what we saw ourselves doing in the future. Well, all the budding artists in the classroom went to work, and, you know, some drew a picture of a doctor or a nurse or a fireman or a policeman. I drew a big-headed stick man. And when she came by my desk, she said, "What is this? A big-headed stick man with long arms." And I said, "I'm not done yet." And those long arms reached down beneath a line where there were literally hundreds of little-headed stick people. And in the next frame, those long arms had taken those little stick-headed people and moved them up to where the big-headed guy was, and they had heads just as big as him. And she said, "Brennan, what's that?" And I said, "I'm not done yet." And in the final frame of the picture, those little people who had come up to where I was, those long arms had now pushed them above where I was, and they had enormous heads, much larger than mine. And when the teacher came by, she said, "Brennan, what is that?" And I said, "I don't know." All I know is it's going to be my job to find people where they are, help them to be better, and ultimately better than me. I didn't know what to call it at the time, but today I call that dynamic living. And dynamic living is about making a positive difference in the lives of people, elevating them to be the best version of themselves that they possibly can be. And so through dynamic living, we are influential in the lives of people as it relates to their profession, as it relates to their connection to God, as it relates to their health, as it relates to their education, or whatever pursuit they want to chase. We are in the business of helping them realize that pursuit.
And it is so fascinating that you are able to see that picture at roughly age 11.
I think it was a revelation from God. And again, I didn't know how to title it. I didn't know how it would unfold, but I did know that that was what I was born for. You know, in the Bible, I was reading about Jesus, and it said that Jesus had a purpose for living. And everybody that's born into this world, there is a purpose. I do believe that dynamic living is my purpose. I've done lots of jobs. I've been successful at most things that I've done. But when you ask me about my calling, well, this is it. Another way God affirmed that in me is when I went off to college, I took a speech class. I did my first speech in class, and at the end of the class, the teacher and all the students in the class were standing on their feet and applauding. And the professor said, "Best speech I've ever heard." And it just blew me away. And so God was beginning to confirm in me my gifts and affirm my gifts. And so from sixth grade through college and then into the professional life, God has continued to stroke my gifts and allow me opportunities to be a blessing in a public forum.
Speaking of in a public forum, I know people are listening to you now. Dynamic living, this energy that's emanating from Brennan Francois, even as you speak with me now. And they're probably thinking public forum on stage. But you have another public forum that is part of your it has you doing your mission all the time, and that is as a chaplain.
Yes.
Share with us what your responsibilities are as a chaplain and how your gifting to do dynamic living also has some bearing on what you do as a chaplain.
Well, my work and role as a chaplain at AU Health is one of the greatest joys of my life, largely because I work with a team of chaplains who believe in and support one another on a consistent basis. People tend not to plan trips to the hospital. It's not on my to-do list or the places I desire to go. So if a person arrives at a hospital, it's largely because something's gone wrong. Either there's an illness, a sickness, a condition, a diagnosis, an accident, an incident that inadvertently lands people in the hospital. And so I meet people, and our team of chaplains meet people often at the very worst times in their life, the very worst days of their lives. And it becomes our supreme responsibility to join hands with them and to walk with them through the hardships and the dark times, and to remind them that no matter what you're going through, you're not alone. And so as a chaplain, the greatest gift I think we give to patients, to families, and even to our staff is the gift of presence, to remind them that whatever you're going through, you're not by yourself, and somehow, some way, we're gonna get through this together.
I love that. And because so often, as long as we don't feel like we're in it alone by ourselves, we have the energy to hope
things
are going to get better.
That is so true. I learned a poem. It was actually a song when I was a boy in school. It said, "No man is an island. No man stands alone. Each man's joy is joy to me. Each man's grief my own. We need one another. So I will defend each man as my brother, each man as my friend." There's something very spiritual about having someone with you. And the word says, you know, God promises, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." I believe chaplains are that presence of God in those dark and difficult moments.
That is awesome. So you're there with so many people, most of whom you will have never met until it was time to lay eyes on them through that ministry of the chaplaincy. I imagine you see a lot, you experience a lot. You probably see and experience a lot of recoveries. You probably also experience a lot of sadness, a lot of grief.
Yes.
What are some of the keys to maintaining your own balanced level of living despite the ups and downs that you have to face yourself as a chaplain?
And that is an excellent question. Most often, chaplains in the role that I serve in, the longevity is not very great. I've been doing this work now 25 years. I have a colleague, Dr. Jeff Flowers, who has done this work 25 years. And folk ask all the time, how are you able to do it? That's why when you first asked about my work as a chaplain, the very first thing I mentioned was I work with a team that supports and encourages one another. And so one of the first keys is to not ignore that you've just gone through a difficult time with somebody, to process that and to unburden yourself. You can't see tragedy and sadness and grief without it in some way impacting you. And so the best way to deal with that is not to ignore it, but to embrace it and to talk with colleagues and others who are going through a similar experience so that you can kind of unburden yourself of the hard and heavy load that you carry from other people.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, yours and mine, Brennan Francois. He'll be sharing some more awesome principles of living, dynamic living, that is, as we go. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I found very different conditions on the ground. Just outside the airport, the roadways were torn up. There was construction crews and equipment everywhere. There was this thick cloud of dust for over a mile. Long traffic lines, debris was everywhere. Then I saw a sign with the logo of the city of Miami attached that read, "Excuse our progress." Progress.